Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this October 27th. I'm Daniel Tran. Bacon-wrapped hot dogs are an LA favorite, but the people who sell them are technically doing illegal work. Ariba Alvey went to the steps of City Hall this morning where street vendors were rallying.
Vendors, workers, and activists gathered outside City Hall this morning supporting the legalization of street vending in LA. The LA City Council has been in talks to legalize street vending for months. Demonstrators hope to catch the attention of a special City Council committee. That committee is in charge of creating a legal citywide vending program. Councilmember Kern Price showed his support for street vendors ahead of today's meeting.
Street vending has been part of the LA's culture for decades, and yet we failed to create a system that works for customers, vendors, and brick-and-mortar businesses.
Many of LA's estimated 50,000 street vendors say their work is an honest way to make a living. Jerry Wingo has been vending since the early 90s.
It's the American way to create something, sell it, make your living. It's an honorable thing. And we were always praised for doing things like this. And now all of a sudden, they're shouting, you're illegal, you're illegal.
It is still illegal to be a street vendor in LA, but demonstrators are hopeful that the city council will finally pass a permitting system to make their work legal. Ariba Alvey, Annenberg Radio News.
Black Friday is known for late nights, ridiculous sales, and good old American consumerism. But one store isn't interested in taking advantage of the hype. Caitlin Plummer reports on REI's decision to keep its doors closed the day after Thanksgiving.
Outdoor clothing outlet REI is asking its customers to hashtag opt outside during this year's Black Friday. The company announced its decision Monday to keep all 143 of its stores closed the day after Thanksgiving. CEO Jerry Strisky explained why in one of the videos on the site.
Because we believe a life lived outside is a life well lived. We'd rather be in the mountains than in the aisles. Join us on November 27th at Opting Outside.
Not only will REI employees receive the day off, they will be paid to get outside, the video said. Kevin Scott, the co-founder of brand and experience consultancy Atto Worldwide, says REI's fight against consumer culture will attract customers who share the company's values.
They are communicating to their key customers what is important to REI, and this goes a long way in creating a really strong brand affinity.
Scott doesn't think many companies will follow suit, but may change their approach to Black Friday.
I do think you're going to see more and more companies take a stand kind of around the sacredness of the holiday. We'll see how the consumers respond.
But it seems Black Friday popularity is already waning. More than 133 million people shopped during the weekend after Thanksgiving last year, a 5.2% decrease from 2013. Caitlin Plummer, Annenberg Radio News.
A series of reports of misconduct by the LAUSD faculty sparked a rally in downtown Los Angeles today. Rania Niftos has more.
Students and parents gathered in front of school district headquarters today to protest claims of faculty abuse of students. The parents say that the attorneys representing these teachers intimidate the victims into dropping their lawsuits. Natalie Casasola attends Luskin Academy, a charter school. She says her teacher got violent when she entered his classroom while he was talking to other students.
A teacher hit me. Yeah, he hit me in the face. He smacked me, and then the principal and the teacher, they're still there. They're like, it's okay. You deserve to be hit. Students deserve to be hit.
She says she doesn't feel safe at school.
Where's our protection? We could be abused, we could be hit, we could be raped in school, and they wouldn't do nothing about it.
The protest comes after the Los Angeles Unified School District ignored several requests to address the issue. Annenberg Media reached out to LAUSD, but they could not be reached for a comment. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
George Lucas will put $10 million towards Black and Hispanic students at USC's School of Cinematic Arts. The Star Wars creator and USC alum says Black and Hispanic filmmakers are underrepresented in the film industry. Funding will come from a 2006 pledge of $175 million from the George Lucas Family Foundation. The first scholarships will be awarded in the fall of 2016. That's it for this hour. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Daniel Tran.